youngsters, still some youngsters that need to learn, of course, and we give them all the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
But overall, well, if you see this outcome, it's phenomenal.
7 gold medals, one short of the Americans, I think, there.
That's all right. You know, this sport is not about medal tallies. This
right.
sport is about individuals that work really hard for their performances and to make it happen here. You know, it's the danger of medal tallies is that great performances disappear in a supposed fight between countries.
Right.
And that fight doesn't exist. For me, it's about these individuals. I think everyone agrees they did a phenomenal job coming away with so many gold medals and other medals and season's best times, personal best times, Australian records, Commonwealth records. I think that is the goal, what we're here for. And we're still learning,
yeah.
but getting there.
You were saying before the titles that this might be a reality check for your team, but how do you feel it stands now ahead of Rio?
I always think a team is you can only measure the strength of a team under pressure. And I think this team, in many ways, in finals, by making medals, succeeded very well in that.
Something Australia said, I think when you started, that the goal was to be world number one by 2020. Do you think there's a chance we can beat the Americans next year on medal tally? You just spoke about medal tally not being a big thing.
I think it's always, we should be careful getting ahead of ourselves. As I said, we're still learning. Of course, great performances, but still we have a lot to do to make it happen on an Olympic stage as well. But we're in the process, we're progressing, and this is where I'm very happy with. Next year, the clock is going to start at zero again, the tally starts at zero again. It's a totally new competition with new challenges, but the team is ready for it.
Where do you think the team needs to improve from what you've seen?
It's the processes of it's broad.
Yes.
Processes of training, processes of recovery during a meet, processes of executing races, skill improvements. So that's not, you know, it's very individual for each athlete,
yes.
for each program, for each coach. But it's always good if you see things that you can improve upon. I think we've come a long way already, but it's always good to see where the progression is and where we can make progression still.
How have you seen some of your key performance indicators, things like season best of international meets? How has that gone across the team?
I didn't count them, but I saw a lot of season's best, which is always good. Personal best Australian record. So, but actually, personal best, season's best reflect in the best way, basically not medals, but reflect in the best way of how a team is progressing. We still have to look into that. I haven't seen the final analysis on this, but definitely a lot of athletes succeeded in doing that.
Surprise you this
night? It's with the Campbells, you never know. and we know that now for sure. A major step up. I've seen what she's done for it. I also seen what Kate has done for it. And it's just phenomenal for a country to have two such classy and exciting girls that can perform on this level. So did she surprise me? It's always yes and no. You know, sometimes you think like, yeah, it's difficult to say. You know, it's we could see the performance coming,
yeah.
but you don't know where that brings you on the podium.
Yeah.
And for now, that was definitely a very good one.
How much improvement does she still have? Like her start seems like she still loses a bit on the best.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, you have better starters, you have better swimmers, but everyone can always improve. So it's hard to say the percentage, but of course, you see the world of swimming overall is improving. We had to work very hard, really, to get in every final, to go through to every semi-final and heat. We're really tough. And well, on a stage like this, you can't talk anymore about heats, semis, and finals. It's just a final at every point in the competition, and that's what's making this very exciting.
Great as well. I mean,
I think, to be honest, Kate is very close to where she needs to be. I think, you know, starting the season really off in let's say January, still coming back from all that. I think she just needs time. But again, next year the clock starts at zero again, and it will be a challenge for everyone. That will be for Kate, for Bronte, but also for the rest of the world, and that's a good thought.
Talking about Sun Yang, if I can interrupt for a second. Have you ever seen anybody not start a world championship final like that?
Like that? No, I don't know. I don't know what happened, actually. It's I don't know what's going on with him. So there must be a very good
officially saying it was something with his chest or something.
Okay.
But well, kind of unfair for the reserve to.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It must have been a very late withdrawal to have this, and of course it's a shame for the number 9. And I hope there's a good explanation for this, because you don't want to see empty lanes, and you want to see opportunities for people in finals.
What do you say to your team after a meet like this? What's you're talking tonight? What's the message?
Well done as a team, of course. Congratulations on all the personal seasonal best times, medals, of course. But I think the most important is whether you win or lose, you've learned something here that can bring you further to the next level, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Backstroke stops. Is that another thing that surprised you, or is that
you're
talking about?
No, we could see with the backstrokers already, they're on a high level. But having people on a high level doesn't necessarily mean they win medals as well. So that has definitely been very exciting to be so dominant on backstroke.
7 gold medals this time, 3 2 years ago. That does suggest that there's been considerable improvement in that time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think big improvements in race execution, in handling themselves well during a meet. And as we all seen, the difference between gold, silver and bronze I've seen 5 medals on a 200 breaststroke. It is very tight, it is very small, and it can be it can go anyway. But definitely, very happy with this team, and we can say after this we're making progression, definitely.
What do you see helping contribute to the breakout meet for Mitch Larkin this week?
First of all, he's in a great program with Michael Ball, who knows how to make champions. He's an incredible, hard and honest worker. Actually, since I arrived in Australia, and that has nothing to do with me, but I think he was at a level of 54, 100 backstroke, 157, 200 backstroke, and it's a continuous line of progression with him, and that must have something to do with his coach, the work, and himself, of course.
Great. Thank you.